Well, greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to our daily inspiration. Let's see what the Lord has for us. I'm reading a verse here in 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3, where Peter is writing to believers to encourage them in a time of persecution. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." The word begotten here in this verse means that he has caused us or made us to be born again. According to his abundant mercy, he has begotten us. And what has he begotten us to or birthed us into? It's a living hope, a hope that's alive. And why is it alive? It's alive because Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the dead. Paul expounds on that in 1 Corinthians 15, where he explains that if Jesus Christ is not resurrected from the dead, then our hope is in vain. There's nothing to hope for after this life if Jesus Christ has not been resurrected from the dead. And the Bible talks in different places in the New Testament about Jesus being the firstborn of the dead, the first begotten, or the first fruits of those who had died. And what I think what that means is he is the first one, first and only one, to be resurrected, to be brought out of death in a resurrected body. Everyone else who has been raised from the dead has simply been brought back into a mortal body only to die again. But Jesus has been resurrected into in an immortal body that's alive. He then ascended to heaven in that body and to live forever. He's alive today. What that means is that he arose from the dead and is alive today, and that we can serve him, follow him, obey him, worship him, love him, and our hope can be set on him. And the fact that he was resurrected by the power of God means that we can also be resurrected. That when we die, it's not the end of us. We can also be resurrected if we live with him, die with him, shall be raised with him. So, begotten according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope. A hope that's now alive because it's set on something that is Jesus, a person who is alive and immortal. It's a living hope, an anchor for the soul, as the Hebrew writer calls it. So what are we, in the next verse, he says, what we are, begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And what are we born into? We're born into an inheritance. If in our natural families, we know that some children are born into wealthy families and other into not so wealthy families. And if we have been begotten again by the mercies of God, we have been born into an inheritance, a family, where our inheritance is eternal, incorruptible, and undefiled. It's imperishable, does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. He says, speaking to believers, those who have been born again by the Spirit of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, reserved in heaven for you, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The ultimate and complete salvation is when we are saved from our mortal bodies, when we are redeemed and changed into an immortal body and made to be like Christ. He is the first, it says, of many brethren. So we are to be saved from sin. We are to receive salvation now. Yet there's a salvation that's coming in which we are fully brought into the inheritance. In this you greatly rejoice, Peter writes, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. So we find ourselves now, we live in the present, and there are trials that we face. The trials that he's referring to the believers at that time, were a rather fierce persecution. In the time of the Emperor Nero, persecution had broken out against Christians, and it was some unspeakable horror going on there as they were killing and persecuting believers. So this was a very discouraging time, and this letter was, I believe, this letter was meant to encourage believers, to equip them to face the things that they were going through. You have been grieved by various trials. So it was a variety of things that were pressing in on them, grieved, distressed. There was a lot of stress and things going on. This was so that their faith would be found genuine. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. When he's revealed in all his glory, then our faith also will be revealed for what it is, whether it's genuine. Has our faith been such that it has enabled us to live for and serve our Lord Jesus? Has the reality of his life transformed your life and brought about salvation and healing in your life? If not, that we are still in the time where there's grace, there's mercy available. We can turn to the Lord today. Today is the day of salvation. And so let's not put off getting right with God and turning to Jesus. He is the only way to God the Father, the only way in which we can be born into the family that will inherit the eternal kingdom and the eternal riches, the things of eternity that God has planned and foreordained for those who believe. So that's my encouragement for you today. I trust that if you turn to the Lord, I fully believe this. If we seek God, he is found by those who seek him. So let's seek him today while he may be found.